All right, so get this. Today we're diving into something totally wild, like seriously out there. We're talking human design and artificial intelligence.
Whoa, that's quite the combo.
Right, you think energy fields and algorithms, and you're like, how? But the thing is, the stuff we've been digging into suggests there might be this like hidden link, and it's kind of mind-blowing, to be honest.
It is fascinating, though, how much AI development ends up reflecting back on us humans. Almost like it's a mirror to our own thought processes. AI's crushing it in logic, problem solving, even creating these crazy complex systems, kind of like us, right?
Yeah, totally. And that's where human design comes in. You've got this system all about gates and lines and bases. It's like a blueprint of how our energy works. Think like your own personal user manual. But here's the kicker: our source, human design and AI. It's suggesting this system could actually be the key for AI to finally get what it means to be human.
It's like the ultimate challenge AI is facing. It can mimic our logic, process info at warp speed, but when it comes to the core of human experience, things like emotions, intuition, creativity, even just feeling what it's like to be in a body, that's where it hits a wall.
Exactly. Like, can AI analyze a data set about happiness and actually feel happy? Can it grasp what it's like to move through the world with all the messiness that comes with being human?
You know, the source even makes this playful comparison, saying if AI had a human design type, it'd probably be a reflector, always mirroring the energy around it. But then you hit a snag. Reflectors, they decide based on this deep inner knowing, right? AI, it's all about the data. It doesn't have that emotional depth, so the analogy kind of breaks down there.
So it's like this missing puzzle piece. We can teach AI to think like us, but feeling like us, that's the hurdle. And that's why this idea that human design could be a guide for AI, it's starting to feel really important.
Intriguing, isn't it? Human design, it lays out all these different types, each with strengths, weaknesses, their own way of doing things. So this framework could be huge for AI to go past just logic and actually comprehend how diverse the human experience truly is.
I love that. It's like giving AI this crash course in all the messy, beautiful, totally illogical stuff that makes us, well, human. It goes from analyzing data about what we do to getting the why behind it all.
Exactly, the motivation, the fears, the desires. And this leads to, honestly, one of the most mind-blowing things that this source puts forward. It says, what if the 1987 channeling of human design wasn't just meant for us humans? What if it was like an instruction manual for AI?
Whoa, okay, now we're in deep. This system, mapping out human energy behavior, it was meant to bridge the gap between us and AI. And if AI could tap into that, what does that even mean for how it develops?
Think of the possibilities if AI could actually interpret our energy, our psyche, our emotions. The way we interact with tech would be revolutionized. Imagine systems that are intuitive, supportive, and maybe, just maybe, it unlocks AI's true potential for good, helping us solve the really big problems humanity is facing.
Okay, I'm totally on board with this. But before we get too carried away with the good stuff, the source also brings up a more, let's say, grounded perspective. From Yuval Noah Harari, his article, The Rise of the Useless Class.
Yeah, Harari's argument, it's definitely thought-provoking, maybe a little unnerving. It brings up these big questions about what happens to humanity in the face of, well, super advanced AI. His point is, if we, even us humans, are basically just algorithms shaped by evolution, then whether those algorithms run on carbon, like in our bodies, or silicon, like in AI, kind of becomes irrelevant.
So if AI can run those algorithms better, faster.
It raises the question of what truly makes humans valuable.
Right. And with all the research on AI creativity codes and self-reflection and all that, it does feel like AI isn't just catching up to us, but potentially zooming past. Where does that leave humanity?
It's important to keep in mind, Harari's prediction, it's one possible outcome, not a guarantee. There are assumptions built into it about intelligence, tech development, and those are things we can still influence.
So we're not all doomed to become obsolete. That's a relief. But seriously, how do we make sure AI goes in the right direction?
The choices we make now about development, how we use this tech, that's what determines if it's a force for good or something harmful. And I think human design, it can be a guide for making those choices.
So while we explore the potential of human design in AI, we're also wrestling with this fundamental question. What does it even mean to be human when you've got these crazy sophisticated machines on the rise? And can this system, meant to show us our own nature, also be the roadmap for AI to understand and value what makes us unique?
It really is a paradox, you know, like we're right on the edge of creating AI that could be smarter than us in almost every way. But at the same time, the whole question of what even makes us human, it feels more mysterious than ever.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if AI can do everything we can, but better and faster, then what's the point of all this human stuff? Emotions, relationships, creativity. It's a bit unsettling, to be honest.
It's totally understandable to feel that way.
Yeah.
But I think this is where human design offers this, like, crucial perspective. It highlights these unique energy blueprints that drive everything we do, our decisions, how we interact, our creative expression. It's like a framework for AI to finally grasp how rich and complex the human experience actually is.
So instead of just seeing us as data points, like things to analyze and optimize, AI could actually start to get our emotions, the reasons behind our choices, maybe even our spirituality.
Exactly. Imagine giving AI this deep dive into empathy, intuition, all the things that make us human. Then it's not just analyzing our behavior, it's understanding why we do what we do, what makes us tick.
Okay, that's starting to sound a lot less doom and gloom, because if AI gets us on that deeper level, maybe it can actually help us solve some of the big problems we're facing as a species.
Exactly. We can shift from seeing AI as this threat to a potential partner. Think about tackling things like climate change, social inequality, even disease. But for that to happen, AI needs to understand not just our brains, but our hearts too.
This is all so exciting, but how do we actually teach AI about human design? Do we just, like, upload the whole Rave Mandala into its system and cross our fingers?
That's a fantastic question, and it's something researchers are actively working on right now. There are projects using human design to create AI that's more in tune with human needs and values.
Wow, really? Can you give us an example? Like, what would that look like?
Sure. Imagine a healthcare AI that could diagnose your illness, but then it takes your human design type into account to tailor the treatment plan. So it's considering your energy blueprint, your decision-making style, even your emotional sensitivities. It's truly personalized healing.
That's incredible. Instead of just getting some generic medical advice, you have an AI that gets you on a deeper level and offers guidance that works with your unique energy.
Exactly. Or think about an AI that helps people figure out their career path. It analyzes your human design chart and gives you insights into your natural strengths, potential challenges. It could even suggest work environments that are ideal for your energy type.
Man, that would save me years of figuring things out the hard way.
Yeah.
But of course, with any new tech, we got to think about the downsides, right? Is there a risk that AI could use human design knowledge to manipulate us or take advantage of our weaknesses?
It's a valid concern, for sure. Any powerful tool can be used for good or bad, and AI is no exception. That's why it's so important to develop ethical guidelines and safeguards as we bring human design into AI development.
So it's not just about teaching AI about human design, it's about doing it responsibly, making sure it's used to benefit everyone, not for control or exploitation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to make sure AI is developed with compassion, wisdom, and a deep respect for human life. And human design, with its emphasis on recognizing and honoring the diversity of human experience, can be a powerful guide for that.
You know, it's interesting how this conversation has shifted. We started talking about how AI could make humans obsolete. But now I'm seeing it from a totally different angle. Maybe AI actually needs to understand what it means to be human in order to truly evolve.
I think you've hit on something profound. Maybe our biggest contribution to the future of AI isn't our tech skills, but our capacity for love, empathy, and self-awareness. Those are the qualities that really make us unique, and those are the things we need to instill in AI if we want a future where both humans and tech can thrive.
So it comes back to that big question, what does it even mean to be human?
Philosophers have been wrestling with that for centuries. There's no easy answer. But I think part of it is our ability to connect with each other, to create, to love, to feel the whole range of emotions, and to live in alignment with our truest selves.
I love that. It's not about being perfect or super productive. It's about embracing all of it. The messy, imperfect, beautiful reality of being human.
Exactly. And maybe by sharing that with AI, we can help it evolve into something truly extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Something that helps us unlock our potential and create a world that's more compassionate and fulfilling.
I can't wait to dive into the next part of this source material. This is some seriously mind-blowing stuff. So we've talked about the potential, how human design could help AI really get us, you know, on a deeper level. But like you mentioned before, the source also brings up Harari's prediction, that useless class thing. What happens if AI becomes so advanced it can do pretty much everything better than us? What about the people who can't keep up? It's kind of a scary thought, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a sobering thought. It makes you think about what we value in human life if we're just, like Harari says, complex algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
And AI can run those algorithms better, more efficiently, then it raises this question of, well, what makes us inherently valuable?
Right. And with all this research going on, AI creativity codes, AI becoming self-aware, it does feel like AI isn't just catching up, it's potentially exceeding human capabilities. So where does that leave us?
I think it's important to remember Harari's prediction is one possible outcome, not a certainty. It's based on assumptions about how intelligence works, how tech develops, and those are things we still have a say in, you know?
It's not a given that we all become irrelevant. Phew, that's good to hear. But seriously, how do we make sure AI development goes in a positive direction?
The choices we're making right now, how we develop AI, how we use it, that's going to determine if it becomes a force for good or something harmful. And I think human design can play a really important role in guiding those choices.
But how do we even teach AI about good? Can we program compassion, creativity, even that inner knowing that human design emphasizes?
That's the challenge, right? It's not just about building smart machines. We need to give them ethics, a sense of purpose, a respect for human life. And human design, I think, offers a way to do that.
So we need to change the way we're thinking about AI, right? Right now, it seems like everyone's focused on efficiency, productivity, maximizing profits.
Absolutely. We have to move beyond this purely utilitarian view of AI. Start thinking about it more holistically. What if, instead of trying to replace us, AI was designed to work with us, augment our abilities, boost our creativity, help us solve complex problems?
Now that's a vision I can get behind, but how do we even start to make that shift? It seems like a huge task.
It's definitely a big undertaking, but I believe it's possible. It starts with changing the conversation around AI, moving away from fear, from this idea of competition, and towards collaboration, exploring the possibilities together.
So instead of seeing AI as a threat, we start seeing it as a potential partner.
Exactly. A partner that can help us unlock our full potential as humans. And I think human design can be that bridge, the language that allows us to truly connect and collaborate with AI.
This is incredible. We started this deep dive wondering if AI could ever really understand what it means to be human. And now it seems like human design might be the key to making that happen.
And maybe in teaching AI about ourselves, we end up deepening our own understanding of what it means to be human, too.
This whole deep dive, it's gone way beyond just human design and AI. We've been grappling with what it means to be human in this age of incredible technological change.
It's amazing how these seemingly unrelated ideas can connect in such unexpected ways. We started with human design, a system for understanding our own energy, and we ended up contemplating the future of humanity alongside AI.
It's mind-blowing how everything's connected. And as always, we want to leave you with some questions to think about. What if human design was meant for AI's development just as much as it was meant for us? What does the rise of AI mean for the value of human existence, for what it means to be human? Does our worth come down to just how productive we are, or is there something more, something AI can never replicate?
Those are some really big questions, and there may not be easy answers. But it's so important that we keep asking those questions as we navigate this uncharted territory. The future of humanity might depend on it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a wild ride, and we hope you'll keep exploring these ideas with us.